Would you all come in this area inside the fence? I think then you'll be able to hear. I'm Ralph Lentz, and welcome to this farm.
80 people are gathered on a windy hilltop at Ralph Lentz's farm, about 2 hours south of Minneapolis. They're farmers, agricultural extension agents, and researchers. They've come to learn how Lentz transformed his failing farm. His pioneering system not only turns a healthy profit, but also improves the water quality of his creek in a very unconventional way.
This is a small farm, 160-acre farm. It's a very marginal farm. It has a lot of steep slopes, and then there is considerable gumbo. It is always so hard you can't dig into it except in the spring.
Looking at the poor soils, Lentz realized he had to quit planting corn and soybeans and switch to something new. He turned most of the land into pasture for his 85 head of beef cattle. But instead of the standard 10 or 20-acre pasture, Lentz created a series of one-acre paddocks alongside his stream. He moves the cattle from one paddock to another, so each one has time to recover before it's grazed again.
Next weekend, it'll be a month since the cattle were here. And that's about what my rotation is. It's about approximately 3 days a month.
Lentz's rotational system is also unusual because for years, farmers have been told to keep cattle away from streams to avoid problems with erosion and pollution. But Lentz says the cattle grazing alongside his stream are actually helping it because he's created an ecosystem that's like the one that flourished before white settlement.
It was largely grasses with large herds of ruminants, elk, caribou, buffalo, millions of buffalo, and it seems to me that if a system evolved for 10,000 years, it is possible that we could at least copy parts of that system.
What happened when he copied the old system was that a lot of the indigenous plants returned, and along with them, the songbirds that are now hard to find across the Midwest, meadowlarks, bluebirds, and bobolinks. Larry Gates of the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources has been helping Lentz keep track of the changes.
We have a lot of permanent vegetative cover. We're getting more soil or better soil quality. We're getting better infiltration. There's virtually no runoff that occurs off of this farm. Water quality is pretty good. We'll be able to reintroduce brook trout into this particular stream.
And the wild creatures are not the only ones thriving on this kind of farm management. Art Tickey, a neighbor of Lentz with a dairy farm, says rotational grazing keeps his cows healthier.
I have 85 milk cows, and for 15 years now my vet bills have been $300 or less, which is unreal. I haven't treated a cow for mastitis since 1980. That's 18 years, and I don't use any hormones or anything. I don't believe them. I think if you have a healthy animal, you know, if something happens, they can, if their own system is healthy, they can take care of it and fix it up, you know.
The rotational system has been profitable for other farmers who have tried it. David Mancheen was ready to give up his dairy farm when he discovered Lentz's method.
It's less work and more money because you're not buying machinery, you're not having repairs, you're not buying fertilizer, you're not buying chemicals, you're not plowing the land. So you don't need any tillage equipment. And I'll tell you, it's a whole new lifestyle, and it is great.
Mancheen now expects his son to join him on the farm, which can support two families instead of just one. With the help of the University of Minnesota and the Minnesota Land Stewardship Project, Lentz has taken his experiences and put them into a workbook to encourage other farmers to try rotational grazing. It offers detailed tips on measuring soil and water quality and keeping track of wildlife. But Lentz says the workbook also reminds farmers to consider quality of life issues.
People are told to milk more and more cows, to have more and more land, to buy bigger and better machinery. You should ask yourself the question, is it worth it? Even if I had a stream with trout in it, would I have time to fish?
Lentz expects more and more farmers to answer the question by changing their ways. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Stephanie Hemphill.